Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. God bless. Hallelujah, 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 anyhow. Hallelujah, anyhow. I want to thank you this morning for joining me on Blog Talk Radio for Zeno FM. And for anyone that might see this in the rebroadcast, do me a favor. If you get a chance, please like, subscribe, and even tell your friends about it, because we're going to have some prayers going on. We're going to have a lot of love going on. And I want to try to inspire you to have a better day. Amen? Have a better day. How are you doing today? How are you doing today? I say I'm doing great. I'm thanking God every minute for waking us up in the morning. I'm thanking God every second for giving me another chance, and I thank God right now for bringing you through the house. Now, today is going to be, I have a poem by Edgar A. Guest. That's Edgar A. Guest. And the poem I have for today is called Looking Back. Looking Back. And sometimes this is something that we need to do. We need to look back to see forward. Amen? So here it is. I might have been rich if I'd wanted the gold instead of the fellowship I've made. I might have had fame if I'd sought for renown in the hours when I purposely played. Now I'm standing today on the far edge of life, and I'm just looking backward to see what I've done with the years and days that were behind, and all that has happened to me. I haven't built much of a future to leave to those who shall carry my name, and nothing I've done shall entitle me now to a place on the tablet of fame. But I love the great sky and its spaces of blue. I've lived with the birds and trees. I've turned from the slender and of silver and gold to share in such pleasures as these. I've given my time to the children who came. Together we've romped and we've played. And I would have exchanged the glad hours spent with them for the money that I might have made. I chose to be known and be loved by the few, and was death to the plots of men. And I'd make the same choice should the chance come to me to live my life over again. I've lived with my friends and I've shared in their joys, known sorrows with all of his peers. I have harvested much from my acres of life, though some say I've squandered my years. For much that is mine has been mine to enjoy, and I think I have lived to my best, and I have no regret as I'm nearing the end for the goal that I might have possessed. A lot of times we run through life and we fail to understand what is truly good in life, what's truly awesome in life, what God really has for us in life. It's not diamonds and gold and jewels and money and fur, family, relationships, good health, and love. Today I want to say to somebody, you've been running a long time. You've been doing a lot. But have you been cultivating the friendships and lives around you? Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you today, God. Lord, I give you all the honor and all the praise. I give you the utmost respect, Lord God, because you are he that has made me. You have given me life and given it more abundantly. Lord God, you touched my soul. You raised up my friends and family around me, Lord God. You've given me love to cherish, a life to enjoy, and music to hear. Lord, I thank you today, Lord God, and I ask you to watch over those that, as we go forth today, Lord God. Watch over us as we go into this world of fear, this world of misunderstanding, this world of confusion and frustration. Lord God, help us, Lord God, to maneuver the day, to get around the issues, to understand the pain and to bring our heads up high because of you, Lord God. Because, Lord, today, Lord God, without you, there'd be no us. Without you, there'd be no sky or moon. But without you, we know we'd have not what we have, Lord God. We'd always be wanting. Lord God, so today, Lord God, we thank you. We ask you to watch over us through the highways and on the byways, Lord God. Bind up anything that may not be for you, Lord God, and take away anything in us that might be against you, God. Help us to live an upright life, a strong life, a better life, a commanding life that you find fit, God. That you say, Lord God, shall be a blessing to others, Lord God. That you say, Lord God, shall be a deliverance for others, Lord God. That you say, Lord God, shall be a help to others. In the name of Jesus. Lord God, I thank you today because I believe, God, that if you be for us, you're more than the world against. In Jesus' name is my prayer. So as you go forth today into this world of uncertainty, and I don't care how confident so many of us may look, how confident so many of us may walk or act, there is a bit of fear in us. And I hope today you allow God to overtake that fear. You allow God to muffle that hurt. You allow God to mend those broken wounds. Take this moment today and allow God to be great in your life. It don't take but a minute. It don't take but a minute to know that God is God all by himself. He's the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, and he is Jehovah Jireh. He's the Jehovah Nisi. He's Jehovah Tenskanu. He is great all by himself. And if you allow him to be great in your life, if you allow him to be wonderful in your life, if you allow him to do all he wants to do in your life, I believe that you'll come out on top. I believe that you'll be victorious. I believe that you'll be better than you ever had before. I believe that the strength inside you is so great, and God wants to bring it up. God wants to give you a second chance. God wants to give you a third chance. You think it's not about what you want. It is. But you got to want God first. You got to want God enough to know that it's God first. So today, as you go forth, today, as you get out, today, as you around these people and you see them going through all their craziness, and you're like, wow, I want to go home. I'm at work. Oh, wow, I'm tired of this mess. Oh, wow, why does this person keep acting like this? When you go through those moments, do me a favor. Take a deep breath. Breathe in the strength of God. Breathe in the air of greatness. Breathe in a moment of peace. And watch when you release, how you release the greatness, how you release wonderment, how you release love. See, God isn't a God of lies. He can do everything but lies. If he said it, you can believe he's going to do it. If he said it, you can believe it's going to come to pass. If he said it, you can believe it's true. So today, as you go forth, as you stand up, as you raise your hand and give God the glory, I want to say to you today, take a moment out for you. Take a moment out for yourself. Job's going to be there. Bill's going to be there. Life is going to go whether you're in it or not. But take a moment out for you. Take a moment out that you can say, God, it's been a good ride. God, I'm happy. God, things are always going to go better with you. See, because we always got to look back to realize that some people didn't wake up this morning. Some people don't have a loving family. Some people don't even have a roof over their head, enough food in their belly, decent clothes on their back. But if you got it, it's time to be thankful for it. It's time to be understanding and time to be loving. I'm your host, AJC. And as always, I tell you right now that I love you and there's nothing you can do about it. But take a chance, moment out today to reflect on your life and know that God is still God. Be blessed.